Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 20 past 12. Hartman Harrigan, News Talk 830 WCCO. Ask Adam anything in 15 minutes. If you'd like to leave a question right now for Mr. Carter, you can, 651-461-9226. Speaking of Adam, he's in the conversation of, do you have a place? Because this struck me recently. Adam's father, Bob, passed away. I was unable to make it up to Grand Marais, but I listened to most of the funeral on Zoom. And Adam was fabulous. Adam's sister Sarah was great. Jim Carter, who you've heard on this show many times, the former Gopher great and outstanding linebacker for the Packers, Bob's brother, was just himself. I attended Bud Grant's funeral. And Mike Grant captured his father better than anybody could have. And it was just beautiful. And it was great to be there. I saw a lot of people I know, and it was a great tribute to Bud. Speaking of Bud, I've mentioned Bob Hagen many times lately because of the great relationship Bob had with Bud, with my father, the brilliant work he did in media relations for the Vikings. Well, on the morning of Bud's funeral, Bob's mom passed away, and Bob still made it to honor Bud because Bob is just that special of a person. And I thought of this, Dave, Sunday. We are to a certain level, I believe, a less religious country. We can debate that one. You can't really debate that we are a country which doesn't attend services like it used to, whether you're, you know, whether it's a church, it's a mosque, it's a synagogue, wherever, if you have a religion, wherever it might take you. And so it made me think, for those of us, like, I'm agnostic. I believe most likely there is life after this. I hope there is. I don't know definitively, and I don't think any of us, to be truthful, know definitively. I hope so. I, as a kid, attended, a variety of churches with my mother. I didn't move in with my father on a regular basis till summer when I turned 12. For a non-bar mitzvah or a wedding, I probably have only attended a synagogue very few times. Wasn't raised Jewish, even though my father is. I haven't raised my kids Jewish. I'm not Jewish, right? But I have respect for some principles of religion. Others I run from. I'll just be really honest. But I respect your pursuit as long as you respect that I may not think you have all the answers and I don't think I have all the answers. But Dave, for those of us who don't attend a service, do we have a place? If God forbid somebody listening today passed away and they're not a religious person, they don't have where Bob Carter was honored. They don't have where Bud was honored. Do you have a place? How many of us have selected a place? If you want to be buried, if you don't want to be cremated, and I think the cremation numbers are going up, do you have a place where you're buried? I know people are more inclined, Dave, to do that later in life, but in just backing up, the numbers are clear on the folks not attending services. How many of those folks, if they have time to express it, will tell a family member, okay, I know I didn't go to so-and-so church, but this was maybe the faith I had at one point. I want to go there. Because it seems to me we are moving, for some of us, and it's a pretty significant percent, more of us are whether it's agnostic, non-denominational, don't have a direct tie. And so are we just going to see a dramatic increase, Dave, in funerals, not at a mosque, not at a synagogue, not at a church? And I know they have been around forever. I'm not saying, hey, whoa, it just happened. But there just has to be a huge increase in this, don't you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm trying to think if I've ever been to a funeral that wasn't at a church or religious site, and I don't think I have. But what's, you know, as you said, if somebody's agnostic, atheist, whatever, what's stopping you from having a funeral outside on a beautiful summer day?
Exactly.
You know, enough people, you know, have moved weddings out of churches and religious spaces to whether it be outdoors or at just an event center. What's stopping the funeral business from going there too, I suppose?
Like, you know, Washburn McGreevy.
Sure.
Has been advertising in this radio station forever. I'm sure they've had many of them, which had, I believe so, had no religious affiliation. I know I've attended a few, and at houses, outside. I mean, it's interesting if it's unexpected. Do people really know what to do? Where to go? Is it an automatic? You know, hopefully people have taken the time to be precise about that. but that's not a given. And I don't have a problem for folks at all. If they want to have it in some form of their religion or what used to be their form of religion. But I hope we're not, for the religious folks, looking down, Dave, at others who want no part of a religious side of it and just be accepting that. Among the techs, I attended a service at the funeral home. I have also many times. Another gathering was at a local bar. Sure. If you're the one who's attending, Dave, I say you show up wherever. It's the individual's choice to have it, and I will pretty much go anywhere. Are you willing to say you're pretty much willing to go anywhere?
Yes. Absolutely. You want to have it at a bar? I mean, I've told my wife I would love to have an open bar whenever I go.
Do you know if something, I mean, tragic happened, do you know what would happen?
Nope, I don't.
I don't either.
I'm 38. You feel like you've got a lot of time to figure it out, but obviously we don't know that.
No, we don't. I still think there are so many people who are like us who have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to see more and more of the non-religious funerals, celebrations, however you want to look at it. And let's hope more and more people are accepting of that as opposed to looking down at them as some might do it. Listen, your house, a place that means something to you, all sorts of options. Okay, let's pause here and get to, let's solve in this next these next two segments, Dave, let's solve every problem the world has. Do you think we can do that with Ask Adam Anything?
I don't know what we're going to do in the second segment because I feel like it only takes one.
One segment to solve every problem on planet Earth. Let's go. What questions? We can go controversial. You want to push him on a real issue? Sure. We probably prefer the humor and the bizarre and the awkward and the uncomfortable a little bit more, but the name of the segment is Ask Adam Anything. It doesn't have caveats. It's Ask Adam Anything. So let's go. Phone calls also. Text 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!